We have a Am I the Asshole?
I've been playing the guitar for 22 years. I know guitar values and whatnot very well, and I'm very into the guitar market. At my wife's old company, she was hanging out with co-workers one day after work, and she mentioned that I play guitar.
Disregard his stupid accent.
Co-worker, who I guess is very popular at work, said that his dad passed away and he was selling his dad's things. His dad had a guitar and asked my wife if I'd be interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
My wife texted me and I said to have him send me the info on the guitar and the price. The next day, he texted me the pictures and price. It was a 1952 Telecaster in mint condition. He had the original receipts, which was crazy. That's how I knew the date. I asked what he wanted for it, and he said he looked up Telecasters online and thinks $4,000 is fair.
Okay, so you got it so far. He thinks $4,000 is fair for the guitar, and it's a 52 Strat, so it's worth a lot more than that.
I texted back, I'll take it for $4,000, and I went to pick it up. The guitar was and is worth approximately $50,000 depending on the buyer, and I knew it.
Mm-hmm.
When I got the guitar, I told my wife the price and what it was worth. She was floored. Fast forward 2 weeks, her coworker tells my wife he just found out what the guitar was actually worth from a family friend and wanted it back.
All right, so far you got it.
Yep.
So he's like, now I want the guitar back because I found out how much it's worth.
She said, well, he really likes the guitar and he knew that it was worth $50,000, mm-hmm. which is why he was floored you offered it to him for $4,000. He really likes it and I doubt he will sell it back, but you can ask.
Yeah, sorry.
Which was probably not the smartest thing for her to say, but she was caught off guard and it's not her fault or problem. He contacted me and asked me to buy it back. I said that it's not for sale. He then said that I scammed him and he was going to sue me and take my wife to HR for being a part of the scam.
So far, what do you think?
I don't think you can do that. I don't. He didn't scam him. He said, how much for the guitar? You told him $4,000 and he paid you $4,000.
And you're going to go to HR to get my wife fired, by the way.
Right. She's got nothing to do with this. All she did was connect the two of you. They're not running a scam.
Right.
He did actually contact HR. They were cool about it and said that it's not their problem. It's between him and me.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Over the next few months, he made things very uncomfortable for my wife at work. He would bug her constantly about it. She eventually had to go to HR for harassment, and they actually let him go. She complained twice, and he was warned and didn't stop. I blocked him too, and I haven't heard from him in about a year. Am I the asshole?
No, you are not. Here's the thing. I watch a lot of American Pickers. Those guys, Mike Wolf, because it's Wolf, but he has a speech impediment, calls himself Wolf. Mike Wolf is an expert. Mm-hmm. He knows what things are worth. When he doesn't know when something is worth and suspects it's a lot of money, he calls in an expert. And the expert will say, no, that's a 1925 Studebaker. That thing's worth $50,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then the person was selling the car for, let's say, $9,000. And now he finds out it's worth $50,000. So Mike would say, okay, well, it needs work. I need to ship it. I'm not going to give you $50,000, but how about $30,000? So the guy was asking $9,000. He's now gotten $30,000, and then Mike has got to do all the work, and then he can turn it around and maybe make $50,000. So it's right there. He puts it out there because he's an expert. This guy is just some woman's husband who happens to have a hobby that he likes guitars. Do you know what I mean? Which is why he was interested in buying it.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not a guitar expert. He doesn't buy and sell and auction guitars professionally. He's just a dude, you know, who does whatever for a living. I'm sorry. The person selling the guitar should have decided ahead of time. He had all the paperwork. Go investigate. See what it's worth. By the time you sell it, you are SOL, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You should have done the research ahead of time. It is not this couple's fault that you fucked up.
Yeah. Go on Antiques Roadshow. Take it there or take it. Take it to Guitar Center and ask to talk to the guy in the back. The guy in the back knows how much it's worth. So take it somewhere other than just look it up on Google.
Right. I mean, the guy said to me, sure you want to sell it for only $4,000? He asked him and he's like, yeah, I want $4,000 for this. He's like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not his responsibility to say, I heard it's worth 50. Because remember, it's only worth 50 if you're willing to take it to an auction, find a buyer. You know, things are only worth what people are willing to pay for them. So just because somebody once paid 50 for a 1952 Stratocaster guitar doesn't mean that it's really worth $50,000. Plus, if you take it to Christie's or Sotheby's, some auction house, they take a cut of it.
Yeah, they take 20% right off the top.
Right, exactly. So maybe they started out at 20,000 and it sells for 22,000, and then they take, you know, 4 or 5,000 off of that. So I'm sorry, you got to do your research.
Yeah.
As somebody, my mom and I just went through one of her storage units. You want to empty everything. We found tons of stuff. Some of it was probably worth a lot of money. But you know what? We just wanted to unload it.
Mm-hmm.
We had a guy come over who collects silver. She's like, here's all the family silver. I don't want to drag it with me anymore. Cooper doesn't want it. So he gave her a price. But it would have been worth more had she taken it to the silver place and had them melt it and weigh it. But she's not going to go do that.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever the guy was offering, I'll just, whatever, that's fine. You do all the work.
Yeah, you pick it up and move it. I'm not even going to pick it up.
Right. So, yeah, I don't think, yeah, that guy was crazy. That the guy who sold the guitar, he's nuts.
And fired. And homeless now, probably. But he's got $4,000.
I know. Was it worth it? Was it worth it going after these poor people because of your bad choice, because of your mistake?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you didn't do your research. Sorry, not our problem.